The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand your son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask of him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Through recent reading and research, I've discovered something I did not know, that tradition hands on to us that the reason, one of the primary reasons that our Lord Jesus Christ was born of Mary's family in that generational line is because her family had begged God for generations that they would be allowed to be the ones to bring forth the Messiah. And that even Our Lady, as a little girl being presented in the temple, growing up in the temple, she interceded so powerfully, asking God, begging God to send the Messiah. Not that he would send the world him through her, but simply that God would send him. But in answer to the response of her prayers, because she beseeched him so profoundly, and Scripture teaches that when our Lord comes again in glory, it will be through the intercession of the church. That just like at that time for Our Lady, she was begging God for the Messiah, so the church at a certain time will be begging God, please send us your son. My brothers and sisters, we will never know the power of our prayers. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. I met with a man one time. He was trying to grow in his faith, and he was very sincere. And he said, "Father, I feel like there's something holding me back. I just can't break through." He said, "Would you mind if we met and prayed together?" I said, "Of course, you know, I'd be happy to." And as we prayed, the prayer was, it was so deep and it was so beautiful. And as we're praying together, "Lord, allow us to know, allow us to see what is holding this man back." All of a sudden he says, "Father, I see an image in my mind." And I said, "Well, what's the image?" And he said, it's a structure that has four walls. And I thought, okay, I don't know what that means. I said, okay, let's ask our Lord, you know, if it's a structure, who built that structure? And he said, "My mom did." And when he said that, I was a little worried, like, gosh, did his mom do something when he was a little boy? How did that happen? And I said, "When was the structure built?" And he said, "It was throughout my childhood." And I said, what did your mom do to build that structure? And this whole time he's beseeching our Lord for the answers. And he said, "It was built by the power of her prayers." And I said, what purpose did that structure serve? And he said, "It was for protection." And he said, "Father, this image, I see something written on each of the walls." And I said, "What is written?" He said, "On one wall it says love. On another it says consecration. On the third, hope, and on the fourth, perseverance." He said, "Father, it was my mom's love and her hope, her consecration of me, and her perseverance that protected me." He said, "God is allowing me to see inside those walls is all the evil that I would have done if she had not prayed for me. God prevented it. He did not allow me to do the things I would have done were it not for her prayers." And I said, "Okay, now why is God showing us that structure, though?" He said, "Father, I don't need it anymore because I'm ready to choose God on my own. I don't have to be dependent upon her prayers any longer." You think that mom had any idea what her prayers were doing for her son? She probably throughout the year, she's like, "Lord, you know, why can't you let me see what's going on?" But she besought the Father who knows how to give good things to his children. My brothers and sisters, let us never doubt the power of our prayers when we turn to a Father who loves us with a perfect love and who desires only our highest good, regardless of whether we see the results of our prayers or not.